Erie Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota, and today at noon, the Brainerd Public Library will be continuing its Brown Bag Author Series, and today's featured author is Matthew Sanford. He'll be discussing his book, Waking, a memoir of trauma and transcendence. It's his story of how a life-altering accident changed his world at the age of 13. He's with me now. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's an honor.
Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and tell us about the story, your story, Waking, if you could just...
Well, the book actually starts with... I was in a car accident when I'm 13. I'm 54 now, so this is a long time ago. I was in a car accident when I was 13 that killed my father and sister. My mother and brother were in the car, but they weren't physically injured. But I went through quite a shredder. I broke my neck, my back, both my wrists, collapsed a lung, sustained an injury to my digestive system that brought me from 119-pound, really athletic boy to 79 pounds in less than 60 days because I couldn't eat. And I was also in a coma, and I woke up, and that's why it's called Waking. I woke up to a completely different world.
Right.
And the story, I mean, it's about what happened, you know, it's kind of the unthinkable happened to my family. We were just driving home from Kansas City, Missouri to Duluth, Minnesota, where I'm from. And we just hit preferential icing going over an overpass on a day that was 32 degrees and misting. And so the unthinkable happened, and it's the story of waking, you know, going to sleep, snuggled up against my sister, and then waking up to a completely different life. And I'm a yoga teacher now. I started yoga when I was 25, and so it's the arc of what I encountered in acute care and rehabilitation. The first third of the book is about that, and then trying to reconnect to my body as a 25-year-old man when he's been told that he has to overcome his body and try to, you know, basically I was guided by the rehabilitation model to make my upper body really strong, because I'm paralyzed from the chest down. I get around in a wheelchair.
Right.
I'm paralyzed from the chest down. To make my upper body really strong and drag my paralyzed body through life. And it's the story of starting yoga and transforming that. But so the book is about a compelling story of something happened to a family. It's a quick read. It did win the Minnesota Book Award, so it's a good read, right? But it's also about the mind-body relationship. One of the real deep goals of Waking is to help you see your story and my story and about what it is to live with trauma, because we all have had hard lives. And so in the background, although you're reading about a 13-year-old boy's arc of healing, you'll see yourself in the story too. At least that's the goal of the book.
Right. I would imagine a lot of people will have some sort of connection to this book. How did you get turned on to yoga?
I was injured when I was 13, and the vision I got from a well-intended medical and rehabilitation model was to learn how to compensate for my body, that because my spinal cord was severed, that there was no connection below my point of injury, that I could just have my body be an object. And that just made me unhappy. I did for 12 years. I wanted to live my body. I loved my body as a little kid, as an athlete, and wanted to feel more whole, and not just psychologically, but really live through my whole body.
Yeah.
And so after doing it, where I just kind of treated my body as an object, which I think a lot of us do, mm-hmm. It's a thing to act upon and get you to do what it wants. And a lot of what Waking's about is the wisdom that happens when you start listening into your body and letting it start to teach you things too. I just missed my body, so I thought, what better way? Try some yoga. Try to find a way to integrate my mind and body, even though I have a severed spinal cord. And I just got lucky. I met a fantastic teacher, and we started to figure out back in 1991 is when I started yoga. Still teach now and practice yoga, but like how to live in that, what yoga looks like to a paralyzed body, and led to the nonprofit I formed about, you know, that helps this issue, my nonprofit's called Mind Body Solutions.
Yeah, I was going to ask about your nonprofit too, if you could just talk a little bit about that. And I know you, on your website, you say something along the lines of, if it's affecting people with disabilities, it's affecting all of us, or something along those lines.
Yeah, part of it, part of the unsettling, uncomfortable truth is that we're all becoming in various forms disabled. I mean, aging guarantees it. The fact is at 65, you're probably not doing as many cartwheels as you were going to do when you're at 8. I mean, there are things you're not any longer going to be doing as much of. And for some reason, I mean, I get why disability is like a bad word, and it's not. As our life arc continues, we're going to all have trauma, loss, and disability, whether it's with a loved one, a parent, someone you have to care for. This is part of like the human experience. And so our nonprofit helps people transform trauma, loss, and disability by connecting mind and body. But it's as much for the person living with the trauma, loss, and disability and their caregivers. So, you know, we train yoga teachers from around the world how to teach anybody, right? But also we train healthcare professionals. We have a live YouTube channel that gives free content out about insights about the mind-body relationship, because when you connect your mind to your body, your life gets better. It's not rocket science. You're more whole. You're more grounded. And grounding and learning how to live in your body with a little bit more depth, it's a great time now. This is a strange time we're living in.
Absolutely.
And staying grounded and not having your mind run away with you is an important life skill right now.
This book is for everybody. I'm thinking of many people who I know, including myself, who need to read this book and get right into it.
It happens on a lot of levels. And so you get to like enjoy a story, or it's a hard story, but it's a hopeful story. One of the lines that's one of the best lines ever written about waking is by Louise Erdrich, and it's on the cover of the paperback. She wrote, it's a harrowing story of courage, but a primer for joy.
Love that. I love that.
See that the resiliency and strength that we all have, it occurs at a different level than you might expect. And that's the message of the book.
What was it like writing the book? Was it really emotional, or had you kind of had enough space between that moment in your life?
So it's a good question. I was interested in, I didn't start writing the book until I was like 34.
Uh-huh.
So there was a lot of time. I had always, not even my closest friends knew all of what I had been through. Right. So was it emotional? No, by the time I wrote the book, I think this is what made the book not be like an anecdotal story. I'm also trained as an analytic philosopher, and I studied the mind-body problem and how mind and bodies interact and all these things on an experiential level. And I wrote the book also, by the time I wrote it, I also wanted to say some things about what it's like to live in a body, and that there's ways that awareness can move through the body that unless something's happened to you, you wouldn't have to practice, but we all have access to. And so by the time I wrote the book, it was very hard to write, but it wasn't cathartic. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better now, that's off my chest.
Right.
It was more, and that's part of the hope of the book, is that I wrote it in a way that tries to find language that allows everyone to hear their own story, not just mine. Right. And that took having to take years of not trying to write the book too soon. And I needed to be farther along. And there was a triggering event. What you don't realize, there's one of the closing parts of the book is the birth of my sons. And you'll find that for those of you that read the book, just know that I started writing Waking. It was an incredible event to watch the birth of my sons. And I started writing the book a month after that. I knew that I had to tell the story and stop being such a heady philosopher.
Mm.
So and I don't want to give away what happens in the book, but that event woke me. into, and then I formed the nonprofit the same month that I started writing Waking.
Oh, interesting.
So my life snapped into focus watching a birth that was very, very intense and profound. Huh. So,
did you say plural, sons?
Yes, I did.
So twins.
That's one of them. Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness!
But I have one son.
Okay.
That's alive now.
Okay.
So it's got a, it's kind of a metaphor for like all of our lives, right? Yeah. The birth that I watched. So again, I'm giving away a lot of the end, but you'll see that it kind of wraps up a whole bunch of things that we're all as we're aging, and things are changing. Everything's changing, and you know, one of the really deeper, harder themes in the book is that we're living and dying all the time, right? That this is part as we age, like human being alive is also being heading towards our end too, and it's a beautiful balance between the two.
Wow.
Especially as we age, and our bodies stop doing what we want, right? People think their bodies betray them as they age and they get sick. And no, one of the ideas of Waking is that your body will go towards life. Your body is more faithful to living than your mind. It will, with every ounce of its energy, move towards being alive for as long as it can. Right? And so that's one of the big lessons in Waking for me, was that, my goodness, my body didn't ask for what happened to it. Doesn't ask to age, doesn't ask for any of it, but it will faithfully move towards life, and it's your mind that wavers. So this is also relevant to now, right? Like, it's hard. There's so much adjustment and change going on for our minds, but our bodies are doing the best they can, and that's a source of strength.
I'm talking with Matthew Sanford. He is the featured author today at the Brainerd Public Library Brown Bag Author Series. It's in its 20th year, and I think they bring the best to their author series.
Yeah.
And it's super cool. By doing it virtually, it has the power to have a broader reach. People don't have to go to the library. They can just log on.
For sure, and can reach people from all over. I think it's really cool. And it's easier on the author, too, in some ways. Although I miss being around people and having the interaction and the engagement, but it's a good thing. This is a way that I wouldn't have been able to get up to Brainerd this summer anyway. So this is a good way for me to share Waking. It's awesome for me.
Right. What a book. It's so interesting how the trauma experiences in our lives, like
yeah.
you're saying, they sort of make time suspend. And they
yep.
wake
they
you up.
They open you up to a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, you know, some of the stay-at-home things because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the great opportunities now is as your life isn't quite as running as fast as maybe it has before. But, you know, also working from home is also hard. Those of us who are lucky enough to keep working at home. But there's an opportunity to re-choose your life. I mean, one of the other like lessons of Waking, and I think is relevant now, is that you take the pauses in your life and use them. Whatever your life unfolds to you, like I think about kids that are losing their senior year in high school, and there are a whole bunch of things that are being changed in ways we're interacting, and there's a lot of loss here. But in loss, there's also the ability to readjust and re-choose. I want people to come out of this time and choose their life in the way that has more meaning for them, right? That this is part of the opportunity now, is to reevaluate and appreciate, especially appreciate the outdoors. This is a time where, you know, we might be going through a virus, but the earth is doing the same thing it always has. You know, the coronavirus is a human problem, not a problem for the wildlife and the way plants are growing. And it's still, the earth continues to be a source of replenishing beauty. And, you know, this is a time to really take it in.
Absolutely. Wow, Matthew Sanford, a perfect time for people to read your book during this time. When COVID started, a friend and I were talking, and I said, well, she said, we're going to come out of this better than we were before we went into it, as just as individuals and as a culture.
I hear a lot of people saying things like, nothing is going to be the same. And that's exactly what happens when everyone's had trauma in their life, lost a loved one, whatever. And you're right. It'll never be exactly the same. But there is hope on the other side of grief. There's opportunity when you process change. Without change, you wouldn't be alive, right? So like, I think that your friend's exactly right. There will be opportunities for us to use this and remember and learn different things. And that's the only thing one can do with their life is to learn different things depending on what happens.
That's right. Wow. Well, thank you for taking time this morning. Thanks for writing your story for the world to read and learn from. We can learn about ourselves as we're reading this book. And good luck today at the author series. If you want to,
I'm honored to do it. And I finished another book that I hope can find a publisher. So more on the roots of compassion. And so we'll see. You know, it's such an honor to have people care about a book, you know, so my book came out in 2006, and the fact that the Brainerd Public Library is picking it in 2020 is such an honor. It's like great. It's like visiting an old friend.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Wow. There's a universalness to the book, obviously. So.
I hope so. Yeah. That was part of the hope.
Yeah.
And it is a hopeful book. And it is an acknowledgement that life isn't always easy.
It isn't.
No.
We learn from everything, that's for sure.
Well, that is the hope.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Matthew. If you want to tune into his author talk today at noon, go to the Brainerd Public Library Facebook page, Friends of the Brainerd Public Library, or their website.
Yep.
Thanks, Matthew.
It's an honor. Thanks for having me on.
Have a great day.
Everyone, keep enjoying the summer.
Yeah.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. Matthew Sanford, his book is called Waking, A Memoir of Trauma and Transcendence, a book it sounds like we can all relate to, learn from, and walk away looking at the world with new eyes. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.